Track 50.
We also need to consider what to include on our summary for the department webpage.
As neither of us are brilliant at taking notes, let's try to find a system that will work for us both.
Well, so how about mind maps?
I've tried using those before. Diagrams are often a great way to learn or explain things in science, but they can make your notes a little difficult to follow. I think it's better if we both opt for bullet points so that it's clear and consistent.
Okay, let's use those. That way, when we meet up again after the lecture, we'll be more able to compare notes and to go over our initial impressions, stating what was particularly relevant. We should try to review what we see as the main ideas, the most important technical features, that sort of thing. We'll then be able to decide together what to include and what to leave out when we come to the summary.
Good plan. We agree what the most significant points are from each lecture. Maybe even try to establish some of the common themes. By doing so, we can then put together an edited version of these on a separate sheet of paper. And when we eventually come to write the summary, the main points will be even clearer.
Also, when we post it on the department webpage, we'll need to show how it all relates to our courses. In order for us to get some feedback about this, we should probably contact our tutor and send her a summary of the main points.
Okay, let's make sure we email her tonight then.